Yeah! Hello and welcome to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. This is your Board Game Alliance, episode 98. I am your host, Joey Seattle's Tom Vassell, okay, Jason Levine D's. Oh, you guys, I've passed that one. You know what? Not as much of a tongue teaser. I appreciate that. You know, we are getting ready for some cons.
But it was highly complimentary.
It was. Yeah.
Jason,
thank you.
Has all the games.
Oh, so nice.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I needed to grow my board game collection to get on that level, I think. Of course, with me is Josh Utley of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Sean Epperson of Thing 12 Games, everyone's nemesis, is here.
Oh, hey, hey.
Oh, hey. Vicky Barcelona is still on assignment. She is playing games, but not with us. Womp, womp, womp. Josh, how can people get a hold of us?
Go to bjgeeknation.com. You get all the podcasts, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more. Wow, you guys were like auto-tuned.
Mordor.
You can also search for us on Facebook. Just search for BJ Geek Nation. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, radio.com, and iTunes. I still haven't sent out a game yet because while we did get that nice review, he didn't tell us who he is or where to get it to.
You got to tell us who you are.
Yeah, got to contact us, man.
How are we supposed to send you all the great gaming greatnessness that we have?
And Sean will put something extra in it for you.
A meeple? It doesn't look like a meeple.
I'll never tell.
Y'all never tell.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
There's been some cool new announcements this week.
I love announcements.
We got to play Clash of Cultures. Our friend Isaac taught us that game. And it's an older game, and it is... You're building up your civilization, and you're building buildings, and it's a light area control, but it's all about your tech tree, which is your industry, your engineering, this whole tableau is just this massive board of things to develop, and you got to pick the order to develop them. Some are clear. You require to have this before that. Others, you just have to pay attention to your board a little more.
When you said a lot... You were not kidding. Yeah. I just looked at this board, and there's probably 40 different things you can do.
Yeah, so you won't do them all in a game.
Oh, really?
But you will do a lot of them. Well, right after we played it, BJ's like, I found one on eBay for this, and there's a guy on Board Game Geek Store for this, and da-da-da. And then we got to Googling, and WizKids is actually going to re-release the game.
What?
And they're doing the Monumental Edition, which has every... expansion ever.
That's the name I like to hear. Monumental.
Monumental.
It's going to come out later in November of this year. It's not a Kickstarter. It's going to go to distribution. It's going to have upgraded components. The Wonders used to be cardboard standees. Now they're going to be monument tokens and Wonders, and I can't wait.
I'm not going to lie. We're going to start a TV show, and it's going to be from that old MTV show with DMX. It's going to be called Pimp My Board Game.
Yes.
I want that to happen, and I want all my games to be the prototypes that they have to pimp.
And then I'm going to take them all. For Josh, stolen by Joey.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you could say my board game collection was stolen. I'll go to the police department with a camera crew for some reason, and we'll be, I won't know anything what's going on. Then when I get it back, everything will be resin and painted and insert. Oh, sorry, what?
This is Pimp My Board Game. Oh, well, I do like this. I mean, the game seems very detailed, and I love those games that make you think a lot. So this might be right down my alley.
It's got a 7.6 rating on BGG, so like a lot of people are digging the game.
I like it. What else do we got going down?
Well, this year, a new thing is happening. It's the Board Game Expo. And it seems to be right in there around that Tabletop Day kind of area. But Tabletop Day has kind of fallen off. Not in participation, because we still do it.
Heck yeah.
Our stores still do it. But Board Game Expo is going to be April 4th. And the thing is, it's going to be at 100 specific retailers across the country.
Ooh, do we know which ones we're getting?
Not quite yet.
Ooh,
they're still taking applications, if you can believe that. What are we going to get from these 100 retailers? Well, they are going to have 11 yet-to-be-released board game titles in limited quantities available for purchase 30 or more days prior to the game's general release date.
Ooh, early access.
So you get this game day, you get to try and buy. So
there's some really cool companies.
I want it.
Renegade, like one of my favorites,
is
here.
Renegade is awesome.
They're doing Succulent. Omni Games, AEG, Asmodee,
Pandasaurus, Looney Labs, Red Raven.
Pandasaurus. Still my favorite.
Come on.
Ooh.
Sneak peeks.
I wonder what they're going to... What is it?
Looney Don't Labs. You click that button. Don't
I
did.
I cooked it. I clicked it. Sugar Blast from Come On Games. I don't know if I need a Sugar Blast.
Everyone could use a little bit more sugar in their life. Yeah. And in about 5 hours, you're going to get some mojito-flavored sugar.
So, yeah, April 4th. Check out... you can check out the website. Just go to BoardGameExpo.com. Watch for the announcement on which stores. I do happen to know some stores in our areas have applied. So hopefully they're one of them and we can get some new games. And then we make this happen every year and they can grow and more game stores, more games. It'd be a cool just a... It would almost be a con spread across the country.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, we got more gaming stores that are going to participate than states. So, hey, that's a good start. I assume that, you know, it's safe to say that you guys will be playing some games during this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? This April 4th battle?
We, of course. Any excuse to play games, obviously. We're probably going to show up with our own games.
I just like the calendar is probably just full of, oh, there's just another board game weekend. Look, it's JoshCon.
I have to do it for work. Hey, it's JoshCon.
JoshCon.
JoshCon. Yes. For every birthday, we have JoshCon, and we just add an R for every birthday.
JoshCon.
Speaking of cons, we went to one called SeanCon.
Wait. SeanCon?
SeanCon.
SeanCon.
You
Sean
made
con.
A, you made a show up. That don't make it a con.
Well, that's true. I did. it's a little con that we put together, just a con. It's a celebration of my birthday. Yay!
Oh.
And all my friends get together and beat the crap out of me in board games, which is always fun.
You were more like a figurehead. We needed an excuse.
I call it pinata.
Oh, that works. Totally works.
It's called PV Sean, actually. Yes. Players versus Sean.
It's a one versus many game.
He would like that way too much.
what are some of the things that we played at SeanCon?
Well, I got a great experience and a, if Vicky was here, she would say, yeah, normal experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First of all, I got to play Great Western Trail with you.
Woo!
I asked Sean, I was like, hey, out of my games, is there any game you want to play? He's like, Great Western Trail. I was like, all right, it'll be set up and ready to go. And it was great because Sean did really well. He got 101 points.
Woo!
And I got 109.
Oh.
Boo.
You didn't even let him win on his birthday?
I never win that game. I'm allowed to rub it in his face.
I've beat him numerous times, so that's fair.
He had more cows than you.
No, he went cow strategy. I did not, and I still crushed him.
Oh.
By 8 points.
And your stupid engineers.
I like the cow strategy. You could be a cowboy.
You do.
See what I did there?
And my other less exciting experience was I played New Angeles, which is a social deduction game with BJ Shea.
Uh-oh.
The establishment did come and remind us that other people were in the area trying to enjoy board gaming.
Oh, they didn't enjoy their board gaming, did they?
He would say he would do something, and then he wouldn't do it, and then nobody else at the table would see that. And I would be like, oh my God. So we may have argued for 20 minutes, 30 minutes about it, loudly.
That game went on insanely long. I think we played a couple of long games in the time that it took you guys to play that.
I think just that argument went on insanely long. Actual gameplay wasn't that long.
Oh, it was so amazing. I got to play Vanuatu, which I absolutely love. We played the special, like, better-looking version as well. Vanuatu is looks like a beautiful game. It's island life. You're going out and you're fishing, collecting treasure, and you're selling fish. Yes.
Mister, this game sounds so peaceful. Tell the truth.
It's a hateful game.
Oh, but there's fishing.
It's action selection, and you can completely block people out of doing things because you only get the action if you have the majority of your pieces on that spot. Yes.
Joe, you've played a few action selection games, and you tend to try to do the best you can, and if you block somebody, it's not really intentional, right?
Yeah, you try to work together.
Right. Sean, what do you do?
Oh, you just go after people.
Ah!
How can I do something that's going to be advantageous to me and just annihilates you?
I just see Sean
so mean
sharpening
his
spear. No, it's for hunting people. I mean, animals, people. What?
I didn't win, though, but still, everybody still had fun. It was a great game.
Oh, but you won. Because you got to play.
This is true. I won because I got to play. Joey, were you there? I don't remember seeing you.
Was I at SeanCon?
I don't believe you
I don't
were.
Think so.
Sarah stopped by.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, Sarah and George stopped by.
What? My sister? She must have been filling in for me. She's a double agent. I swear. You think she's on your team because she's really nice, but then, boom, she's got all your sheep.
Yeah, I've lost.
Damn you, Sarah!
I've been on the same side. I've been a spy with her on Resistance, and she likes that strategy of throw the other spy under the bus.
Oh, that's my favorite strategy. Especially when your spy says Marco, and you're like, Polo!
Polo?
I'm not hidden anymore.
I also got to play Rurik, Dawn of Kiev, which is just a fantastic area control game. Yes, Josh?
Nothing.
Give me a little comment. Rurik is so good. Beyond being your typical area control game where you're basically on the map and you got to have the most forces there or whatever, there's a couple different other things that you can do. But the core of this game, really what it comes down to is a programming mechanism where you're putting out these meeples based on a certain number, and that is how much power that they have. Whoever has the most power in this slot of actions gets to take the better action. But then the person with the lower number gets to go first. So it's a really interesting puzzle you have to work through. In most programming games, a lot of it's face down, nobody knows what's going on, and chaos ensues. You know everything that's going on, so you can really kind of plan and strategize to outbid your opponent, essentially, for various spaces. Fascinating game, really high production quality on all of it. Love this game a ton.
Why is Josh giving us the I lost face?
I wasn't in Rurik. I was at the table next to him. I was arguing with BJ over New Angeles.
Still?
By Fantasy Flight.
Yes.
Wow. by Fantasy Flight Games. Shout out. Well, also, BJ can't play anymore.
Just to step back real quick. In New Angeles, six-player game, but you're only trying to beat one person. You have one rival.
Oh, I guess we can figure out who you were trying to beat.
So, no, you get a card that tells you who your rival is. My rival was actually Victoria, Byron's wife.
Oh, okay.
And we ended in a tie. And since I didn't have more than her, there is no tie, she won. She beat me, although I was not her rival. Somebody else was her rival.
Ah, awkward.
It is a strange game. So we had, I think, two winners and four losers.
And were you the loser, Chad?
Oh, I was a loser.
Oh, no.
But BJ lost too, so I don't care.
Everyone loses at ShanCon. That's what we found out.
And then one player plays the Federalist who can beat everybody. And my final move at least kept the Federalist from winning because I was able to remove a card from the event deck that would have pushed it over the top for them to win.
Ah. Sounds like a lot of fun at ShanCon. Not going to lie. Yeah. Was there food?
Oh, we were at Zulu's Board Game Cafe. Oh. All the food.
All the food.
And somebody even brought Sean a cake. I don't know why.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
We had a little special Cthulhu cake.
It was delicious.
Was it betrayal cake?
It was betrayal cake. Actually, it didn't betray you. It
I would have wanted betrayal cake.
Betrayal cake was terrible.
It comes 4 hours later.
Bum, bum, bum.
You think it's cake. It's really garbage.
No, it's poison.
Coffee grounds.
It's just a cake that says, this is definitely not going to kill you.
No, Zulu's always, like, they were very welcoming to us. And, you know, basically we had locked down the entire room. We didn't end up needing all the tables. So we let other people come in. It was just a great time. You know, they're super gracious to us. And they make awesome food and drinks and all that kind of stuff. And just, it's a wonderful place to go and game.
The other people did leave a little offended because Sean's like, let them eat cake.
Let them have cake.
No, really? They can have cake. It's okay.
No, it was great. ShanCon was fun again this year.
Hooray for ShanCon. It comes once a year. When's JoshCon?
July.
Ooh.
JoshCon.
I love it. That's awesome.
Well, I have a little list here, guys. Because as you know, you are the experts, and I love to quiz you on your expertise.
Uh-oh.
I have found on a non-ranker.com website, okay? This is BoardGameQuest.com, and they have the top 10 board games from BGGCon 2019. So I want to see if you guys think these games belong here, and if you think you can guess any of them.
Well, there's a problem with this.
What's this?
I'm now sitting on the opposite side of the table from you, so I can't cheat.
Yeah, exactly. No cheating this time, okay? For those of you who don't know, Josh normally sits next to me, and every time I have a list up, he just goes, yeah, I think, hold on, just let me to the left a little bit, and the answer is A.
I can't help it. I look at you when I talk.
Because, of course, Josh manners, can't help himself. Manners, of course. Yeah, turn around, Josh.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyways, we have a top 10 list here. Would you guys like me to give you number 10 so we can start off so you know the range of what we're looking at? All right. Coming at number 10, Tonga Bonga.
Tonga Bonga.
Published in 1998. It isn't the game that you hear much about today, despite the fact that it was a recommended game way back.
What was the name of this list again?
Top 10 games from Board Games Con, BGG Con 2019.
And a game from 1998 is number 10.
I don't know how. How that works.
Once again, sir, I question the utility of your list.
I may have set you guys up a little bit.
Interesting.
But I thought that would be hilarious. I've never heard of this game before. There's a ship on it. And apparently you...
It's kind of piratey.
Yeah, you do some boating things. Throw some dice, get some workers. It's very simple, but it's a great time.
Okay, then.
I assume none of you have played it.
One point for you, sir.
I've never played this game ever.
All right, how about this? Number 9. Boast or Nothing. I'm not doing so good on these lists so far.
And what year did this come out in 2020?
Boast or Nothing is a European game that costs £27. The rest of it, I don't know.
You say Boats or Nothing or Boast?
Boast or Nothing.
Oh, Boast or Nothing.
It is a trick game you mix up formulas and other things like numbers. It's from a Korean designer, yet it's European. You know what? I'm going to go to number 8.
It's a Euro-style game, but a Korean publisher.
Interesting. Huh. Crazy. But you guys have not heard of it.
Nope.
No, sorry.
You know, these people might be even deeper into board games than you are if they found some names that you don't even recognize.
Yes, that's it.
All right, how about Tigris and Euphrates?
Tigris and Euphrates.
It's not Tigris?
It's not Tigris.
Tigris and the chick from Thundercats, right?
No, that's Chitara.
No, I don't even know.
There's a dude named Tigra.
Now, you know what? I got nothing.
Well, you see, you'd think I'd be teasing you over board game knowledge on Tigris and Euphrates, two rivers you should know from history.
I should. I knew the Euphrates.
Geography.
So you know the problem was? I don't know why I thought Tigris was a person, because there's a guy on the cover, and I'm like, that must be Tigris, and that's the Euphrates. This is the one river. But I would be wrong.
Yes, we do know Tigris.
Yes, we got one. Number 8. How does this game go? How is it? Is it good?
I haven't played it.
It's from 97.
but they're doing the reprint, and I believe that is why it's on the top.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Oh, well, at least we made one. All right, coming in at number 7. Billabong.
Billabong.
Billabong. There are kangaroos involved in this game.
Well, yeah, it'd be Australian, wouldn't it?
It is. The kangaroo is a referee, and he has some cool shades on in the cover.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a break to race some kangaroos is the catch.
1992.
Okay.
Is this top 20 reprints? New editions?
Top 10 board games for BGG Con 2019.
Who was playing
with
this?
With a cool Kraken on the cover. With some meeples. I might be trolling you guys.
Maybe. When you say BGG, you meant Board Game Gotcha?
Yes, exactly. For instance, number 3, 1987's Channel Tunnel.
What?
Now, come on, guys. These are classics, okay?
Channel Tunnel.
You've never heard of building a tunnel?
From 1983.
87. Yes. Ever since last year.
It's actually in the title. 1987.
Oh.
Channel Tunnel.
You know, I'm just going to skip.
So would that be the channel?
Exactly.
The drill that's in there kind of looks like Big Bertha that was drilling underneath the
CL. That's because that's a drill that drills tunnels. I don't know. Spoiler.
Are you saying that Bertha looks the same as every other drill? Because I don't know about that.
Tunnel drill.
Tunnel drill. All right, I'm going to skip to number 1.
Okay.
And just see. I don't think they're going to like this one. All right. The Crew, The Quest for Planet 9. I got them. They know none of these. You are not experts.
And what year?
I actually have heard of this one.
Ah, darn it. I have no idea what year this was released.
Wow. So this one's from 2019.
Yes.
Surprising.
Aha.
I have actually heard some stuff about this one. It's from Cosmos. Apparently, it's got some sort of almost like a, not legacy style, but kind of a campaign mode to play in the game.
Nice.
I so love it.
It's sci-fi.
Vaguely familiar with then.
I can't believe that you guys didn't know all of these board games.
I can't believe there was one from the year it says.
Hey, that's fair. I would like to let you know that it was not the greatest list I've ever made or come up with. But that's because I was mostly trolling with you guys.
That was amazing.
And I now have the actual top 10 board games of 2019 list. That was literally a list that was like, hey, if you want to amuse your friends, grab this list. They're all the best old games from 20 years ago. And nice. I'm like, I was really hoping you guys were just going to know them all. But you guys are too good. Too much time to play new games. All right, now we're coming in at number 10, Bushido.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great game. Not a good one?
No, it's a fantastic game.
I love samurai stuff. They're like one of my favorite genres that no one puts any stuff out for whatever reason in the movie industry and like all that. You get the kung fu, but I want the old school samurais.
Bushido is one that we played. If it's the, well, it's the one I'm thinking of. If it's the one from Gray Fox Games, we actually played this over our Twitch stream.
Oh, yes, we did.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a fun... It's that we played, what, two-player, right? It's a two-player game?
Yeah, it's a two-player game.
And it's just kind of a sword-style fighting game, because Bushido has the classic three sword stances,
mm-hmm.
and you decide between them, and you make your attacks, your defenses, you try to anticipate what the other person's doing. So, one for us, none for you.
Ah, yes. I lose again. I'm skipping Wingspan, because we all know you know Wingspan! Here we are. With that game can't do any wrong, apparently.
No.
How about number nine?
Wingspan, a beautiful game.
Lord of the Rings Journeys into Middle Earth.
I am aware of this, of course, but I have not played this
one. Ooh, okay. You guys have all seen the movies. Read the books, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
watch the 70s cartoons that were better than movies.
There were 70s cartoons for Lord of the Rings?
You remember the old Last Unicorn style art?
Yeah.
It was that same kind of era. 80s.
What?
70s.
I was born too young or too late. Well, that works.
The first one was, and then the second movie had the rotoscoping where they were painting over.
Oh, yeah,
painting over stuff. It looked really bizarre and weird.
What you say that for a while? Quality drops off.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, so you guys would be down to play then?
Oh yeah,
of course.
There's minis. It's a map. It's Lord of the Rings.
There's minis. There's a map.
There's exploring. There may be hobbits.
Are there dudes on a map?
Ooh, coming in at number 8. Cthulhu, Death May Die.
Haven't played it.
Oh, rocked it.
Oh, we had such a great time. We had the nun from the... What would she be? She'd be the archangel.
Yeah.
She laid waste to Cthulhu.
Really?
We were just... They were able to build up, and it's a cooperative game. We were playing against Cthulhu in this. We played with two strangers we never met before, and no alpha at the table. That helped. So we were all able to work together, and the nun, if you build her up enough, she just gets this massive lay waste attack from the nun.
Wow.
Sister Mary Kickbutt. And they set me up, and I knocked them all down.
You know what? I don't normally think it can be Cthulhu, but good work. I like that kind of a game.
Even death may die.
That's right. Ooh, quote. Bonus question. How many eyes does Cthulhu have?
A lot.
Depends on his interpretation. There's multiple
spelling.
How many eyes on this board game box?
I'm gonna guess 9.
I see 8.
This is the game that has the toddler-sized Cthulhu, quote unquote, miniature.
Oh, this was the one with the toddler one. Did you get the baby?
It's in my game room.
Oh my god, baby Cthulhu, just as dangerous as regular Cthulhu. Number 7. Dun, dun, dun. Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon.
Yeah, that one everybody's been blowing up talking about. It's Arthurian. One of our guests a couple weeks ago talked about it. It's a card-driven game where you're the B team, remember? And
we're the B team!
Well, the A team, well, they sort of didn't win. So you're trying to vanquish and save things, and I hear it's blowing up. Everybody's loving it, and it's from Awakened Realms, I believe, right?
Yep, Awakened Realms.
And a great game all around.
I like it. All right, number six, something that I am a fear of a little bit, Claustrophobia 1643.
Have it. Two-player game.
All right, you're crushing this list, okay?
I also have Claustrophobia, the original.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
How does it compare to the new one?
Well, the minis are better, but the original minis were pre-painted just in every game. I haven't got to get a full playthrough yet, but it looks awesome. It's a dice... dice assignment game where the pips are what you're looking at for what you get to do in actions.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I like those dice. Not like worker placement, but dice kind of placement. Yeah. Next on the list is Watergate.
Ah, I've heard a lot about it. I haven't got to play it because it is about the whole Nixon Watergate scandal.
Really?
Yep.
That's an interesting topic to make a board game out of.
We can game anything.
We can do it all. Now, this has to be... Sean has to play this game. Sean, if you haven't played this game, you don't live up to your name.
Uh-oh.
Because the name is literally Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Don't you have Nemesis?
I do not have Nemesis. This is one that Ethan has that I've been wanting to get in.
We do know about Nemesis.
Yes.
Nemesis is Aliens, the board game.
It looks amazing.
And
yeah.
The trick is, it's cooperative. This is why Sean loves it. It's not cooperative.
It's competitive.
Sean's face is amazing.
We got to get on. We got to survive. We all have secret missions, which could be the ship has to blow up. So Sean can interpret that. Okay. I'll get out in an escape pod and set the ship to blow up. Sorry, everybody else, but my mission was successful.
I can see Sean drifting off in space. Ha! Ha!
Giving everybody the bigger secret.
There's all kinds of secret missions. It's very thematic. It is, without meaning, it's Aliens, the board game.
I definitely want to play that one. I love space games.
It's another Awakened Realms game.
Too. Lots of dudes on lots of map.
There you go. Number three. Dinogenics. There's no T, and there's I don't like this word.
Dinogenics is another dinosaur park game.
Okay.
I do want it. I missed the Kickstarter. I know someone who's getting it, and I will be playing it. And it's basically Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. You build your park. This one leans in. There's another game very similar to it. This one leans in a little more to the reality, the scientific side.
Ooh, so can I make a new dinosaur from like old DNA?
I think you can.
Yes.
You just need a drill and some fiction.
Are you talking about Bertha? Am I going to have to go find a drill?
Yes.
It's a hell Bertha, of a drill. You're back.
We need a DNA sample from Godzilla.
All right, number two. Perhaps the greatest superhero of all time. Perhaps Batman Gotham City Chronicles.
Gotham City Chronicles I haven't played, but I did own.
Wait, how do you own a game but not play it?
Because I put it up for Extra Life and it brought us in so much money. Thank you to all the rafflers that tried to win Gotham City Chronicles. It is just this massive game in the Batman universe. All the minis using Jim Lee art.
Wow.
You get Batman, Joker, just box upon box upon box. It was a Kickstarter exclusive. That one's by Monolith, right?
That is Monolith Games, yes.
Yeah. I wanted to play it, believe me. But Extra Life was an important thing, and it brought in a lot of money. So I'm happy with how it turned out. And I can't wait to play it, because I do know people with it.
You showed me the table that was reserved for the game alone, and it was gigantic. You're like, come over here, look at this. And I'm like, yeah, there are a lot of games. He goes, this is all one game. I'm like, one game? And you're like, this is the raffle.
Well, there's a Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly.
That comes in its own box.
I mean, I've always wanted a Batmobile.
Well, yeah.
All right, now I told you number one from the last list, which is the same, The Crew, The Quest for Planet Nine. But there is another number one that they have on here.
Ooh, a tie.
That also has to do with superheroes. Can you guess what it is?
Has to do with superheroes.
Came out in 2019.
I hope.
Well, this list is 2019?
Yes.
Okay. It has to do with superheroes, huh?
It might be less of a board game and more of something else.
I'm wondering if it's the Funko Pop
Funko
one.
Pops.
I see. It's called Marvel Champions, the card game.
Oh, yeah. Marvel Champions. That was a CMON release, and it's a LCG.
Yeah, Fantasy Flights LCG.
Yes.
Speaking of.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, excuse me. Fantasy Flights LCG. And another Marvel game came out last year too, a tactical miniatures game.
Ooh.
You can de-sprue, put together and paint. But the Champions one, yeah, it's a LCG, living card game, so all the expansions are the same. You know what's in them. But yeah, you pick your hero, you build them up, you build your deck, and you battle out the game.
All right, I have to ask. Superhero, Marvel World, what character are you?
Are we?
Yeah, who would you be? Who would you be if you could be?
It's the comic book store guy from Simpsons, which is now owned by Disney and therefore part of Marvel. Does that count?
Wow. You know what? With the depth that you put into that answer, I'm going to say yes.
Well, actually.
What you have to understand is all those games you're telling me are from 1987. So I oppose this list. Because I got to go with Thor myself.
Wow.
I like Thor, man. Thor's hilarious. Especially new Thor and fat Thor. I feel like I could go through all the stages of Thor and be happy with my life.
See, I think Nightcrawler would be fun.
Ooh, Nightcrawler.
Just because the teleporting... You got to live with the whole again, nobody wants to look at you thing. But hey, I've already lived that life.
But hey, when you can bounce wherever you want, you can eventually find someone that'll put up with you, right?
And the acrobatics and the swashbuckling. And, so.
And the tail?
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
No, that's who you are.
Wow, it's so spot on. How did he know?
You get to troll the good guys.
I thought we were
going
to go for like who we'd want to be. That's not our kind.
Well, see, this just gives me the ability to take all the slings and arrows for real that people will be throwing at me. So
right, because that way Sean can be a nice guy while still not being a nice guy.
Exactly. You know?
I thought he would have went with Dr. Doom or Galactus.
Doom!
Thanos was another one that I was considering, but yeah, Deadpool for sure.
You're not evil enough to be a Thanos. You're more tricky. You'd be more Loki, if anything. Yeah. That is awesome, though.
And then what about you?
I would be Thor. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thor. I mean, I would be Batman in the other universe.
You can be Bat-Thor.
Bat-Thor. Ooh, Bat-Thor. What does he get if he doesn't get a hammer? Does he get a...
Batarang.
A Batarammer?
I'll be Batarammer.
Batarammer. I like that.
I'm going to be Batmite from the DC Universe.
Well, if we want to talk Amalgam Universe, there's always Darkclaw. That's a Batman-Wolverine hybrid.
Dark what?
No one talks about the Amalgam Universe.
Hey, Darkclaw, you got to admit, that's a pretty cool character.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. That's a terrible line of comics. It was horrible. Oh, yeah.
It was a crossover between DC and Marvel in the 90s.
I'm listening.
And one of the characters was Darkclaw.
And he's a Batman Wolverine.
Yes. Meaning just think a rich orphan Logan whose parents were killed and he has claws and money.
I'm thinking of him being like, I can't handle life now, so I'm going to implant adamantium into my body and then become the greatest supervillain of all time.
No, he was a good guy.
Yeah. No, not in my mind. There's no way you get that kind of money and that kind of rage and make it a good thing.
They also crossed over Superman and Captain America. I can't remember his name. Wonder Woman and Storm. Can't remember her name.
I think those are telly.
Yeah.
I read through those. They're interesting thought experiments.
Yeah.
Horrible execution.
You know what? We're going to leave that up to you. What superhero would you like to be? What superhero would you like to combine to be a massive, I don't know, something? I think if you're already a superhero, you don't need any more powers, but...
Thanos Pool.
Thanos Pool.
All right, guys. Well, until next time, make sure you...
Play nice.